But I just wanted to talk about our priorities as we go into 2018. I hope most of you will know that the Mariners' vision is your kingdom come, God's kingdom come. Those of you who've been on the Connecting Course, you'll have heard me talk about this. Those of you who've been around the church for any length of time will know that that is our vision statement. And it's our vision statement because it's short and it's scriptural. And most people can remember a three-word vision statement. We had a longer one before, and it's a waste of time, really, because people couldn't remember it. But everybody can remember this because it's short and because it's scriptural. Jesus taught us to pray, your kingdom come, in the only prayer he taught us to pray. He taught us to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As we pray to our Father in heaven, we're saying, your kingdom come. We want his kingdom to come, because when the king comes, he brings his kingdom with him. And we want his kingdom to come and his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. You see, in heaven, his will is done perfectly. And we want his will to be done perfectly on earth. Wherever we are as the community of faith, we want his will to be done, don't we? Oh, good. Not just me. And he said, Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God. In other words, we're to pursue it and prioritize it. Seek it, go after it, and do it first. Make it a priority, not an afterthought. We're to pursue it and prioritize it. So looking ahead at 2018, year 7 of the Great Mariner's Adventure, in this season of the life of the church, you'll know that ministry started in 1849, but it was on the decline for many years. But these last 6 years have seen an upturn in the in what's happening at Mariners. So keeping the main thing, the main thing. Turn to your neighbor and say, this is the main thing. Tell them what it is. If you're not sure what the main thing is, it's his presence. It's his presence. It's the fact of God coming by his Spirit that accounts for those good news stories that you may have read on the slide. Some of the slides went after 2 seconds or 3 seconds. I deliberately left the good news stories up for about 30, so you had time to read them. Those stories are accounted for by his presence, not by anything clever we did. His presence. You see, when the king comes, he brings his kingdom with him. And then we expect the lost to be saved or rescued, the sick to be healed, the oppressed to be set free. We saw that being reflected in the good news stories throughout that presentation. So we want to fulfill our vision of God's kingdom come, of seeing the lost saved, the sick healed, the oppressed set free. That's what we want above all. We can put activities on till, you know, kingdom come, literally, until we're blue in the face. But we do that to provide a landing place for God to come and do what only he can do. Okay? And so our 5 priorities in 2018 are these. The first is more of the same. We feel that much of what we do is attracting God's presence. We are able to record good news stories. We're seeing God at work through Kingdom Come, through Alpha, the comedy nights that we do to launch the Alpha courses. Secondly, we want to build on the foundation laid by Joe and by Freya and grow our children and youth work. We really want to make that a priority. And if you want to be involved in youth work, there's a meeting tomorrow night at 7:30 at the hall, which Seb is overseeing, for those who want to be involved in youth work. Put your hand up this morning if you came to faith in Jesus Christ before the age of 18. Put your hand up. Just have a look around now. Keep your hand up and look around. That's the privilege and the pleasure of being involved with our children and youth. Really. Because so many of them come to faith at a young age. I came to faith out of a non-Christian family at the age of 10. And it never left me, that faith. I knew I'd encountered God through the Holy Spirit. It's a real privilege. It's a real privilege to be involved in the ministry of youth and children. And if you'd like to be involved, perhaps you've got no experience, but you just know that you'd love to be involved in ministering to our children and young people and leading them to Jesus Christ. Speak to Sue, who's just overseeing the kids' brief at the moment, or Seb, who's overseeing the youth brief. We'd love you to get involved. It's going to be more collaborative. We need a bigger team. The third thing is that we want to develop our internship program. And I'm delighted to say that our first ever intern at Mariners is here this morning. And she is Miriam Simpson, who is here. Just Miriam, pop up very quickly so people can see who you are. This is Miriam. Miriam has moved down from Yorkshire to be with us at Mariners for some time. It's an open-ended thing. We're not sure for how long. I think at least 6 months. So it's great to welcome Miriam here, and she's already in conversation with me, with Seb, with Isla about getting involved in various aspects of church life. So we're really excited about developing our internship program, an opportunity for people to experience working in church. Knowing whether that might be form part of their future. The fourth thing that we really want to press into, come on, church refurbishment. Oh, we want to create a 7-day-a-week space. You saw the number of people who came through the church building at the Tall Ships Festival. We literally engage with hundreds of people. We are in the unusual, not unique, but highly unusual position of having a church in such a location that we can't keep people out. They just keep coming. If you sit in the church or outside the church almost at any time of the year and time of the day and count the number of people who come through the church in 1 hour, I think you'll be surprised. We want to reorder this space to make it a flexible, usable space. Do you realize that the church is 2 or 3 times larger in terms of square footage than our hall? This will give us a larger space and a flexible space to do so much more. We're really excited to be able to do this. We know that the chancellor, the legal officer in the diocese, went in to look at the church as she was considering our faculty application, our planning application, on Monday lunchtime. I pressed the legal officer, could we get a decision by today so I could announce it to you? Nothing. But I am expecting it any... I know I've said this so many times. Any time now, we should get word from the Chancellor. And I suspect that we will get approval. It might be subject to 1 or 2 qualifications, but I suspect we will get approval. And then we're into the whole process of raising the necessary funds and doing the work. And again, shout out to Rob, who has done fundraising for us. Already we've raised some funds for the reordering project. And once we've got the permissions, it then gives us the green light to apply for other grants to do the work, and Rob's leading the charge on that, and we're very grateful to him for that. And then number 5 is more outreach. So healing on the streets. We've got people involved here in the citywide healing on the streets that takes place in the city centre on Saturday mornings. We've got T-Junction just starting, which is a ministry connected to Galley, a kind of discipleship for some of our guests who come along to Galley, which is being spearheaded by Pat Prosser over there. And we're so grateful to him, with Rich Stevens, who's also helping him. And we're talking at the moment with Isla about running an alpha course straight after Mini Mariners for the mums who come to Mini Mariners. So we're looking at, you know, how can we do outreach more effectively? Do we need to run more alpha courses at different times of the week to reach different target audiences? So those are our 5 priorities going into 2018. And, you know, all of this is as we continue to play our part in the transformation of our great city. I was thrilled in week 2 of the Connecting Course, which has just finished. A lady was there who's been in the city for many years. She's got many contacts across the city. She said, you know, Mariners has a really good reputation in the city. And I said, no, I didn't know that, because, you know, I don't necessarily hear that. I don't have my ear to the ground in quite the way that she does. But she said, yes, Mariners is held in high regard across the city. And I think, well, that's great. But that's for the work that we do, particularly the outreach work that we do in Galley, for example. We have a good reputation across the city. We want to maintain that and expand that as we play our part in the transformation of our great city. And I use those words deliberately. Our great city, where God has moved in power in the past, and I believe is on the move again. He really is, isn't he? We're seeing God at work. You know, an illustration of that is the prayer that we joined in with many other churches at the beginning of the year, coming together as Christians across the city to pray for each other and to pray for our city. And where brothers dwell together in unity, there the Lord commands a blessing. He commands it. He commands a blessing. We're working with other churches. We're collaborating. We're seeing the Lord at work. And we're really hoping for acceleration. We're really hoping for acceleration of the work that we're already seeing. There we are. Then we should have no trouble surpassing the 225 good news stories from 2017. That is 19 a month. In January, we already have 18. And we're not at the end of the month yet. We have 18 good news stories. If we average 19 a month, we'll surpass the 225 from last month. But friends, I don't want to just beat the 225 from last year. I want to smash it. I want to absolutely smash it and say, 225? Really? Was that all? You know, let's be aiming for 250, 300 and beyond as we see God at work in our midst. Because the good news stories are the real story of success of the ministry, because that reflects God at work. That reflects God at work. Will you be part of the ongoing Mariner story? I hope you will be. We'd love you to be a part of it. There's plenty to do. We want to maintain all that we're doing, all that we've sensed that God has called us to. The serving team brochure details 15 serving teams that you can sign up to and help us deliver all that we're looking to deliver through what we've discussed and shown you this morning. So do pick up one of those from the welcome desk as well. Shall we just pray, and then we're going to close with a final song. Let's stand, I'll pray, and then we'll go into our final song together. Father, we want to thank you for all that you did in 2017 in Mariners Church and in our lives individually. Thank you for all we saw you do. Thank you for the miracles we saw you do in people's bodies. Thank you for the freedom that you brought people from torments, from traumas from the past. Thank you for the salvations you brought, people welcoming you into their lives and you coming in by your Spirit to indwell them. Father, so much to celebrate, so much to thank you for. And we really do look forward to more in 2018. We pray your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Why not? Let's say it together as we go into this song. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Amen.